Welcome to Coach Talk, the show where your business journey gets real. I'm Coach E, your business coach, and every week we break down what it takes to launch, market, fund, and grow as a leader in today's world. Whether you're dreaming of your first startup or leveling up your business game, you're in the right place for straight talk, actionable tips, and the motivation to make it happen. Let's dive in and build something great together.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Everyone, this is your host, Coach E, and you are joining me for a new week's episode of Coach Talk. I'm going to talk a little bit today, not a whole lot, but a little bit. I want to get your brains going here. I want to talk a little bit about the cash flow quadrant, as we've learned through Robert Kiyosaki. And for those of you that are not familiar with it, what it is it reminds me of playing tic-tac-toe, right? You draw a line down vertically, and then you draw a line horizontally through the vertical line. So you end up with four spots. On your left side, your left upper hand side, you will put an E. Your left lower hand side, you will put an S. Your right upper side, you will put a B, and the right lower side, you will put an I. The E stands for employee. The S stands for self-employed. The B stands for business, and the I stands for investor. Why do I want to talk about that today? For the past week or so, I've been kind of talking to a lot of my clients. Most of my clients come to me. They are bootstrapping their business. They have a vision. They know it's time, and they want to launch, right? And what I found is that most people, not just my clients, but most people, as I'm out and about, end up getting stuck in the S quadrant, which is the self-employed quadrant. Some of you may be like, "Well, what's the problem? I'm not an employee." You may not be an employee where you're clocking into someone else's company, but you have now become an employee of your company. Now, look, we can look at this like if it was a business and I'm an employee within my business, that's one thing. But when I am stuck in that self-employed, and I'm going to talk about the difference between the two, when I'm stuck in that self-employed spot of the quadrant, that means that everything begins and ends with me. That means if I have to take time off because I'm sick or I want to take a vacation, business pretty much stops. There's no income generating, no customer service being provided. There's nothing. So this is another glorified way of you basically trading time for money. You're just not doing it where you're checking in at somebody else's job. It's kind of your job that you're checking in. There's no automation really in place that keeps the business going. There are no other people there. There are not no real systems there. Everything is based on you. Why is this so important? And why are we going to take just a few minutes today to kind of talk about it and not have a full-blown show, or we're just going to have a conversation show? Is because when you get stuck in the S quadrant, that's your burnout place. And I'm going to be honest, I have been in the S quadrant. I've been in the B quadrant. Life is wonderful in the B quadrant. Life is not so great in the S quadrant. Because with the S quadrant, you're always hunting by yourself. You're always hunting for the next deal. You're worried about cash flow. So a lot of times you overextend yourself. You're pulling long hours. And it affects you. It affects your body over time. You may be saying, "Well, I'm not having any problems. Live a little longer." keep doing what you're doing and live a little longer. And if you keep doing what you're doing and living a little longer, you're going to start realizing that stress has a way of breaking your body down. And so I want to talk about, how do we get from that left side to that right side? Because I can hone in on everything on that right, on that left side. Because I've been there. I know what it looks like. I know how it feels like. I know that when you lose one client, it feels like your world is in an uproar, because you know what? You were counting every dollar. Not only that, but now you're back on the hunt and you can't really do a lot of income producing because you're doing a lot of administrative. You're doing a lot of, and that administrative is breaking down to, you know, you're doing customer service, you're doing marketing, you're doing advertising, you're doing accounting. You're doing technical work. And then you're doing whatever the product or services that you are offering. You're doing that too, amongst other things. You are the it for all. You might can get a person here and there to come in, maybe to work a few hours this week or to volunteer that week. All in all, it's all based on you. There's no real residual income built into your model. Nothing. It's you. Do you know how many people end up collecting disability because of stress, depression, that has led to other systems in the body? So now they can't work. Or they're limited in how much they can work. So who takes on the slack? There is nobody. Because there really is no money in the pot. So today, let's talk about, how do I get myself from that S quadrant? How do I start taking vacations? How do I start living a little? How do I start enjoying what I do again? How do I get back to that place? Happy you asked those questions. Coach E is here to help you. And the first thing I always tell all of my clients is to sit down and create systems. Follow the customer journey. Follow the customer journey and create systems in order to effectively flow. Then automate as much of your business as you can. Automation is key. And I'm going to do a whole nother show on automation and writing out systems. But for example, let's say you're an insurance person. And so as an insurance agent, you're an independent agent and you're responsible for the whole thing. You broker it, so it's pretty much your business. So what you do is you think about who your ideal customer is, or your ideal client, your target audience, right? And you create this, the journey. You create the journey from the from what it looks like when they come through your door or get on the phone or that Zoom with you, all the way to their completion. You follow the journey. And then you look at to say, okay, what parts of this can I automate? Can I create? Are there online apps that I can use where they can apply for insurance, where it gets automatically submitted? What can I do? You want to follow the journey. Then you say, okay, so I have to income produce and I have to service this file. So those are two different tasks right there that you're having to deal with. So let's talk about the servicing piece. How can I best service that? Can I outsource that? Can I look at virtual assistants? Are there systems in place that I can use that automates the servicing piece, where not that I'm not involved, but it's not taking up the bulk of my day? So basically, what it looks like that I'm doing is creating a whole back office of AIs and systems that can actually run with or without you there. Okay? Next thing is duplication. You want to duplicate yourself. Once you get your systems in place and everything is automated, let's now talk about duplication. What is duplication? Creating mini yous. Creating mini yous. How do you create mini yous? You find other people with similar passions that are coachable and trainable. And you bring them in and you teach them how to do what you do. Now, here's the thing. Can I find, you don't want to go out looking for people when you're in a desperate situation. So I would say work your systems, get all of that flowing, make sure you're still at income producing, you're still generating income. Because if your morale is up, then people are going to be excited. They're going to want to come in. They're going to want to work with you. They're going to want to grow because they see you in that light. So you may not be able to immediately duplicate, but you want to be putting stuff in place for duplication. Then once you get everything in place, people in place to duplicate, you're teaching them how to go hunt for new business. But now you can put marketing and advertising on steroids or on automating steroids. That's where your direct mailers come in. That's where your ads on social media, on Google, on Bing, that's where all of those things come in. And you can have them delivered directly to your email. You can have them delivered directly to your messenger. However you choose to do it, you can get it done. But you got to put the pieces in play. You may say, I'm not a service provider, I'm a product provider. It's the same concept. Follow the customer journey, automate as much as you can, duplicate yourself with other people. You may say, well, I don't have the money. Some of these positions, they can be either contracted out where you pay a flat fee, you can barter your services, or you can hire as independent contract and a commission only. You do not have to recreate the wheel. You just got to figure out what part of the wheel are you missing and what you need to put in place. Look, this is your host, Coach E. I hope that I gave you some great nuggets for you to start thinking about so that you can start moving forward and duplicating your business so that you can gain back your time freedom, and that you will be able to begin to move from the S quadrant into the B quadrant. And then from the B quadrant, you want to start investing, which is the right side. So all I'm saying to you on today is that you want to start moving yourself from the moving yourself from the left side of the quadrant to the right side of the quadrant so that you can go ahead and get back to a healthy you. Well, this is Coach E, and you've been listening to Coach Talk, and I hope that you are able to begin processing everything and getting into a better space. Have a good day. And I'll talk to you next week.
Ready to take action in your business journey. If you got value from today's episode, don't forget to follow and like Everything New Coaching on Facebook for more tips, updates, and community support. And if you're ready to grow with other motivated entrepreneurs, join our free online community, the New Roots Success Hub, by visiting www.everythingnewcoaching.com/resource-hub. Until next time, keep hustling, keep learning, and keep leading with Coach Talk.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.